Hello, we're back. I'm continuing my audio boo from my last one on this day three of something going on dealing with music, something music month here in October 2013. The time for this audio boo is 06:33, and it's still October 3rd. But just continuing what I was saying in my last audio boo on sharing a story, and in that story that was shared yesterday by this gentleman, he talked about these two guys, and there were these two men.
Sons of the prophets were brave men and bold, and quite unaccustomed to fear. But the bravest by far in the ranks of the Shah was Abdul-Bulbul-Amir. Now the heroes were plenty and well known to fame in the troops that were led by the Tsar. And the bravest of these was a man by the name of Ivan Skavinsky Skavar. One day this bold Russian had shouldered his gun and donned his most truculent sneer. Downtown he did go, where he trod on the toe of Abdul-Bulbul-Amir. Young man, quoth Abdul, has life grown so dull that you wish to end your career? Vile infidel, no, you have trod on the toe of Abdul-Bulbul-Amir. Said Ivan, my friend, your remarks in the end will avail you but little, I fear. For you ne'er will survive to repeat them alive, Mr. Abdul-Bulbul-Amir. So take your last look at sunshine and brook, and send your regrets to the Tsar. For by this I imply you are going to die, Count Ivan Skavinsky Skavar. And this bold Mameluke drew his trusty skibook with a cry of Allah Akbar. And with murderous intent he ferociously went for Ivan Skavinsky Skavar. They fought all that night neath the pale yellow moon, the din it was heard from afar, and huge multitudes came, so great was the fame of Abdul and Ivan Skavar. As Abdul's long knife was extracting the life, in fact he was shouting huzzah. He felt himself struck by that wily Kalmuck, Count Ivan Skavinsky Skavar. The Sultan drove by in his red-breasted fly, expecting the victor to cheer. But he only drew nigh to hear the last sigh of Abdul-Bulbul-Amir. Tsar Petrovich, too, in his spectacles blue, rode up in his new crested car. He arrived just in time to exchange a last line with Ivan Skavinsky Skavar. There the tomb rises up where the blue Danube rolls, engraved there in characters clear. Our stranger, when passing, oh, pray for the soul of Abdul-Bulbul-Amir. A Muscovite maiden her lone vigil keeps neath the light of the pale polar star, and the name that she murmurs so oft as she weeps is Ivan Skavinsky Skavar.
What a great story. We'll see you guys. Abdullah Omar. I'm not going to even pronounce the middle one, but sharing a story. And that's what these two audio boos concerning music for this month of October means to me on this day three. And I want to say thank you, Paul, for sharing a great story. I thoroughly enjoyed these two songs, and they are part of my soundtrack of my life now. You all have a good one. Be fire safe. Be fire wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.